Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to another Q&A this Wednesday. I've got a few lads from Discord with me, Floggy, Lenty, Griffo. Evening, guys, how are we?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good, mate, yourself?
Yeah, not doing too bad. Just a shout out again, I think it's the fourth week in a row where we have a look at our Discord league, and Ali, with the team name Don't Touch My Penicini, is still ahead. Although the margin is closing a bit, but he's still in the top 500. And, yeah, he's doing well. So well done again, mate. We'll see if you can keep it up. But you're firing on all cylinders at the moment. We'll start with a few general questions, and then we'll get into some specific questions from the Discord. The first question is around replacing Ryan Pappenhausen. Would we look at, say, a Brimson or a Tedesco or a Drinkwater or someone like a Garrick or Fuller, Lenty? Where do we sit on this debate? Because some people, well, most people playing overall are now looking at the bye rounds and, you know, who would, like, we bring in. Like, I think Drinkwater is probably the best option personally.
Yeah, he is a good option. He is also the most expensive. If you can get to him, then yeah, I like it. I mean, especially with Holmes playing Origin, Drinker, he'll probably goal kick as well. It'll probably be only that one round though, because they don't play 16 and 19. But if Holmes gets a rest, he'll goal kick. But I think if you don't have Garrick, I think that's a no brainer. To be honest, this week, if you don't already have him and you're getting rid of Pappy, just straight swap, really.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't bring in a Fuller now, would you, Lenty? Given that Hammer could be back next week.
Yeah, there is that
debate on that.
There is that doubt. Does Hammer go back to fullback, or does he play in the centres and Fuller keeps his spot? No one's really going to know until that TLT that he's back. So I think, yeah, you're probably best to stay away at this point. You've probably, yeah, missed the boat already. He's earned a lot of cash. But, yeah, I think, yeah, Garrick's a pretty good option.
Yeah. The next question, Griffo, is around Jack Bostock. So we've had a few people in the Discord asking whether it's time to sell him now. Personally, I think he's try-reliant, as most wingers are. Personally, I think you jump off and say thanks for the 140K or whatever he's made and move on to someone else, Griffo.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely just jump off, cash it in, and look towards your buy rounds. So you could look at getting someone like a Kiraz or so. Yeah, building on what Lenty said is that, yeah, sorry to build on the last question, but yeah, if you haven't got Garrick, then this is 100% the week to get him in. And I think Pap to Garrick is going to be the highest percentage trade of the week.
Yeah, that's one of my trades, personally.
But yeah, Bostock, he's made his money and it's time to move on.
Yeah. The next question, I'll come back to you, Lenty. It's around Ryan Madison. So, yeah, he's starting on the edge again with Cartwright on the bench. Do you think it's going to be like Madison plays the first 20-25 on edge and goes into the middle rotation? Do you think we just need to wait another week with the Brad Arthur shenanigans and maybe just hold off on Madison rather than get him and then, you know, find that he's only playing 40 minutes and then, you know, you'll regret buying him if that's the case?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good option, really. You know, yeah, with Cartwright on that bench, you never know what's going to happen, really. So I think Maddo will play some middle this week with Cartwright there. And they got Tuolungi on the bench as well. I don't know what Arthur's doing, to be honest, with this lineup. It's a bit of a G-up. But, yeah, I don't think he'll play solely on the edge. He might play 50-so minutes, but, yeah, I think a lot of it will be in the middle this week, I think. Don't be surprised if there's a late swap, an hour out from kickoff too, with Cartwright starting and Maddo on the bench or something. So, yeah, I don't think you can go near him this week. Break-even's 36. It's not too bad. He's got that duel and everything, and they got a good schedule there, so... Yeah, I'd wait a week or two and just actually see what his role is with Cartwright coming back and everything.
Yeah, I agree on that. The next one, Floggy, is around how many Origin players do we feel is too many? Personally, for me, I think it's okay to carry three, but I think if you're carrying four, five, or six, you could be asking for trouble, you know, especially with players' minutes being managed and maybe might not back up after Origin.
Yeah, mate. Well, I don't know which, who's making Origin yet, so that's the biggest problem. So,
Well, the guys like Copgood, Turbo, Cleary, Hines, you know, they, Grant, we know they'll be there.
Well, they might not be. You never know. That's the problem. So I reckon Hopgood's good shout. Cleary's very likely. There's a few obvious ones that'll probably be there, but you've got to also allow for the fact that the decisions haven't been made yet. So I don't know. I just don't think right now selling any Origin blokes is a good idea because they might not be Origin blokes anymore.
Yeah, good point. It's probably better to just trade red dots at the moment and wait till round 13 where we can get four trades. And if you have six Origin guys, then maybe you can move three or so on at that point.
Yeah, well, it's not that far away, but at the same time, until those team lists come out, there's no point. There's no point making these massive changes just yet, like or breaking your team just to be able to fit a bloke who's going to play 13 and find out he gets injured or something next week.
Yeah, so would you be looking at picking up any Origin players at the moment? Like if you didn't have Hines or if you didn't have Tedesco, would you look to pick these kinds of guys up, or you think you should pivot away from Origin guys now?
Yeah, like until the announcement comes out, what, two weeks before? Just wait till then. Until then, like it doesn't make sense to me picking up anyone who's a good chance of getting there. But people are still going to do it anyway, and you know it might work out. This year's just not gone according to plan. So it's likelihood that there's going to be a few smokies in this Origin side. So let's see how we go.
Yeah,
I think we were talking about the other day. Me, Lukey, and Scotty was. I think Lukey said at the end of round 11 is when they'll announce the team. So
yeah,
we should know for round 12 and stuff too. Yeah, like you said, Floggy, there's but people will do it and they'll probably brain it for a couple of weeks and So
and from when we find out what the team list is and when round 13 plays, you've got possibility of seven trades. So. Yeah. Look, if you're really keen to get into it, it's still a fair way. Like, it's still a little while away, but if you want to get into it, have a look at how many 13 players you got and how many 14 players you got. Tally them up, and then maybe start having a look at who's going to be able to play both of those games to make it easier for you when you get there.
So they're not announcing it after round 12 this year. Is it round 11 after that? Is it Lenti when they announce?
I'm pretty sure that's what. Yeah, we spoke about it the other day. I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
There you go. The next one, Lenti, is around Terrell May. For those that held last week, do we think we hold again this week? I don't have him personally, but quite a lot of people still got him. Or do we think now with Lenu back that you just pivot and go to Plath, or someone like that, or whether you go up to a Jolliffe or something?
Oh, if you held him, good on you. I traded him. We were watching the game. We were just spewing when he crossed for that second try. I was just, not happy. But you got that 68 out of him. Good luck to you. But I think with Wira Hargraves back as well, and it's his 300th game. Yeah, and like I said, Lenu's back. That bench doesn't look all that good for him. I think I'd be probably, you could hold him another week. But I think it's probably the week to get off him if you haven't already, because I think he's just going to start losing that money that he's already earned. What's his break even at the moment anyway? I think it's still pretty high, 43.
Yeah,
he won't make a lot more cash. So, if you want to pivot to someone else that's in a better spot, maybe a Plath, maybe a Curran, like I said in the question there. Maybe a Jolliffe if you don't have someone like that. Yeah, it depends on you. It's very team dependent as well. You can use that money to get another position in. So, yeah.
Yeah. While I've got you there, Lenti, did you see that, is it Silavi Falago, the Stormback, who's replacing?
Yeah.
Did you see any of him last week at all?
Yeah, did, Yeah, well, I don't think everyone's seen that highlight, but I saw him in the game as well. Yeah, he looks very, very talented. So
he's a buy. A lot of we had quite a number of questions asking around him, but yeah, I'm not so sure whether it is with round 13 is going to be coming. So he's got 3 weeks, and then maybe a week after the buy in 14, and might get 15 till Paps back. But it might be a 5 week play, probably enough time to make money. But the concern, Lindsay, would be that about his knee, because his knee was a bit flared up last week.
Yeah, I think that's the issue, really. It's around his knee. So, yeah, look, if you want to risk it for the biscuit, then yeah, sure. But I think if he was a bit cheaper, if he was 50K cheaper or so, then I think I'd be a bit more interested. But, yeah, that 394 price point's a bit iffy for me.
Yeah. The next question, Griffo, is around Tom Eisenhuth. Do we think it's too late to get him, given the Dragons' buys next week? And how do we think Luciano affects that rotation when he's back, which will be, if not this week, after the bye?
Yeah, I mean, like, he whatever minutes he plays, he's just going to be a tackle bot, isn't he? Like, he doesn't have a lot of attacking upside. You know, he's not one of those forwards that breaks the line and, you know, can barge over for a try and all that sort of stuff. But, yeah, makes his tackles. He's got a little bit of an offload in him. So, look, but, yeah, it's a very, very dicey coin flip if you want to bring him in now. Because, yeah, as you said, Luciano's going to come back. We don't know, like, for example... Like, does Jack Burt, is he playing in the second row or the centres right now?
Jack Bird. Is that Griffo, Jack Bird?
Yeah.
No, nah, he'll be in the centres.
Right. No, I'm just thinking, like, yeah, their forwards rotation. Who knows, mate? They've got so many players that can play either edge or middle. You just don't know. Like, if you've had him, like, you're just going to ride him all those price rises probably in the next 2-3 weeks. But, yeah, I wouldn't advise picking him up because it's just too big a risk, in my opinion.
Yeah. The next question, Floggy, is from Timbo Slice. He's asking whether he wants to do Bostock to Madison. Personally, I don't think so, given that Madison could be back on the bench and in the middle rotation.
Ride him, baby. Go, Maddo.
What do you think, Sluggy?
Oh, mate, I don't know. I don't trust Brad Arthur this year.
I'll be waiting a week, personally.
Yeah, I don't trust Brad Arthur this year. Probably, Wenty's probably better equipped to answer this one. But, yeah, I've already been burnt by him, so just mostly avoiding heels unless I know they've got their spots locked, like the Moses Brown and
that's about it, really.
Basically,
if Timmy's looking at someone else, what about Samuel Afanu, who's about 70K cheaper than Madison potentially?
Well, it depends on what spot he's trying to cover, I guess.
Yeah.
I have Fainu. I think he's been a handy pickup. I got him a couple of weeks ago. He seems to be getting that edge role now. That's where I think they see him. So I mean, even this week with Papali'i gone into the lock role and Bateman starting on an edge. I mean, they again could be a late switch there, but I think they see Fainu as that one of those edge back roles. So. And we know the Tigers' schedule. I mean, they pretty much don't play 13 and they're all the way to the end, really. I think they've got a buy on around 25 or something. So, yeah, Fainu's an option if you're shopping around that price point. He's got that dual as well. And like we said, he's pretty handy over the buy rounds because he doesn't play 13 and that's about it. So, yeah, not a bad option.
Yeah, well, I've got you there, Lenty. The next question's from Maddie Tibet. He's asking... saying that he needs to get KO weeks next week. He's got Tulagi still, which means he's a hold. He's looking at maybe doing 2 or 3 trades. He's got his team there in the Discord podcast questions, if you can see it.
Yeah.
He's got 460k spare. He's asking if what trades. Look, he's got to trade Pappenhausen, obviously. Maybe Pappenhausen to Garrett could be one.
I like that straight swap. That's a good shout.
He's got 460k, so he obviously wants to do something with that bank.
Looking at the rest of his team, I'd Piakura. I'm going to punt Piakura at some point, probably next week. Honestly, I'm tired of looking at his face and his rubbish scores. He's a good player; it just doesn't translate to fantasy, and it's frustrating as.
Yeah.
If he's got 400k, I'd Piakura to someone else.
They could do Piakura to Samuel Asainu, but unless there's someone higher that he wants to get, or Nicara. What about Britton Nicara?
Yeah, Nicara is a good.
Only problem good is it gives him four sharks. That's the only thing.
9-0. Yeah. I don't know. Looking at his bench, he might need a mid there because he was, like everyone else that had Bateman, he was hoping for that DPP, but if he keeps getting that on an edge, he won't.
So I think he might. Years there, but.
Yeah. I think if he upgrades Piakura to a really good mid, depending on what that price point gets him to, then I think that's probably a better option, yeah.
Yeah, because he will have the bank to get up higher. So maybe Piakura to a mid, like you said, or he could go to another edge. He could get, there's a lot of option. Or he could even get Drinkwater if he wanted to, or Brimson.
Yep, he could, that's probably, I think they're pretty good options. So get him 836.
And Pappenhausen to Garrick is the other one as well. Either that or he could just only use one trade and hold a week, but probably with that bank, it's probably worthwhile getting, someone else in. The next question, Griffo's from Sean. He's asking around, we kind of answered this already, what Origin players are worth holding across the period? He's talking about if you've got Cleary or Hines, do you hold both or do you think you've got to pivot from one of them? He's a bit worried about having both Cleary and Hines if they're both in Origin. Griffo, maybe reassess him round 13?
I think at the end of the day, if you've got, 5, 6, even 7 Origin players, you've got to pick three that you're just going to pick and stick with and just hold throughout the period.
You reckon three's the number, Griffo? You can't get probably 4 or 5's too many?
Let's face it, it really depends on if you're playing head-to-head or overall.
Yeah.
Either way, if you've got three of the absolute top-tier, diamond standard guns, we're talking a Cleary, Hines, Yeo sort of thing, if you've got those three, you're going to obviously stick with them.
Yeah.
Whereas, the fact that comes into play is how many trades you've got. Because, I'm not going to go into my personal example because everyone knows I've max traded already. But folks that have had some trades saved, you've got to think about, if, say, you want a hooker over the Origin period that's going to play all the buy rounds, say a JMK. Jerry Marshall King. Do you have enough trades to trade Grant out and bring him back in? Sort of thing. So it's you've really got to weigh up basically how many Origin players you've got, how many trades you've got left, and how many you're willing to sacrifice to the probability of balance sort of thing.
Yeah. The next question, Griffo, while I've got you there, is from Ali. He's the bloke who's at the top of the Discord league. He's asking around Carrigan, will he be a sell over the Origin period, or do you think you can just hold him for the rest of the year?
Again, it's a coin flip, to be honest, because as Timbo so poetically put, when he wears the captain's armband, Paddy just goes off. But at the same time, he plays Origin, and the Broncos, according to Floggy's by schedule planogram sort of thing. The Broncos have the worst by schedule of any team between the rounds 13 and 17. So it's like, look, if you think he's going to be in your final 17 squad or final 21 squad, what have you, and you think he's going to be there, you know, with the end game sort of thing, like, yeah, go for it. Keep him. But you could also trade him and just upgrade to another gun, or you could, you know, cash out and get a player at a different position sort of thing. So,
yeah. The next second part of Ali's question is around Garrick or Drinky. Would you be bringing in Drinky now, or would you be getting Garrick this week and waiting on Drinky till closer to 13? Probably get Garrick first, given the break evens, Griffo.
Oh, easily Garrick. 100% slam Garrick. I think, as I said earlier, like, Pap to Garrick, I think, is going to be, like, I don't know what the percentages are, but I'd hazard a guess that that's going to be one of the highest of all time trade-out, trade-in transactions.
For people that have got Garrick, though, would you be looking at, like, a Dom Young or a Sarko, or do you think you'd look at getting Tedesco or Brimson in? Yeah, what are your thoughts on that debate, Griffo?
Well, that all falls on whether you think, and like, let's face it, there's been a lot of chatter. It all depends on whether you think Teddy is going to get picked for Origin. Because there's a lot of chatter saying, look, he's the incumbent fullback and captain. And
captain, yeah.
You know? But also, Madge is one of those blokes that rewards effort. And based on effort and performance and stuff, Dylan Edwards, you know, he's the next in line. So honestly, mate, it's a coin flip. It's another coin flip. Yeah, like, you don't want to trade out green dots, is what I'm saying. But you also don't want to miss the boat, because Teddy is, what is he, 586K, I think it is?
576, I think.
Yeah. Like, that's the cheapest he's going to be all year, mate.
Mm.
You know, like, and eventually, like, let's face it, he's going to be one of your top three winger fullbacks that you want to bring in for the run home in terms of fantasy, so.
Yeah, I think if you've got Garrick already, I think I like Brimson as an option. I'm one of those people, and I'm in the Teddy camp. I think he gets Origin. So he won't play 13. The Roosters don't play 14.
Origin or Brimson gets Origin?
Oh, Teddy. I don't think Brimson does, unless there's a few injuries, but I think Teddy will play Origin.
Yeah, so he could miss 13, 14, 16, 19, 22, and he could miss 17 or 20 if he gets rested.
Yeah, so I think if you're playing overall, I think Brimson or someone is a better option if you've already got Garrick.
You think Brimson's going to be that maybe 43 kind of guy, Lenti, over the next couple of months, 44 average maybe? Or do you think he's going to be down at 39-ish?
No, I think it'd be between 40 and 45, Yeah.
So it's a pretty solid pickup who plays 16 and 19, only two buys.
Yeah.
By the way, you've completely skipped over Huntley Hurricanes question.
That's the next one, mate. The next question, Floggy, from Huntley Hurricane, which was what I was getting onto. 18 trades left, 5K spare head-to-head player only, so not worried about round 13. Trying to figure out whether to only trade Pat. But his only options are really Teddy or Faologo. Or his May and Waddell trades this week too. So he's looking at maybe Pat to Teddy. Leaves him short in round 14, though, if he gets weak. So he's maybe looking at Pappy to drink water or Pappy to Garrick and, yeah, someone cheaper that, down from Waddell and May. What do you make of this here?
Yeah, well, it's a bit tricky because, I mean, I've got a picture of his team here. I haven't got a picture of how many trades he's got left. Or
I'll go back to Teddy. I would lock that in for a head-to-head player. That would be a no-brainer. Yeah.
He's got 18, yeah, but, he's got 18 trades log.
18, yeah, I feel like maybe your Pap to Teddy isn't that bad off because he's going to have to – he might have to take a hit because the only other option he's got is drink water. So, I mean, Cowboys are – they play both 13 and 14, so it's not that bad. But, their drama's in the middle of the bye season. If you're happy for that, go. I feel like Drinkwater's probably the better option there. If you want to save trades, just go to Teddy and just buy it through. If you just want Teddy in your team, no matter what, but I can't see why Drinkwater wouldn't be a bad option.
He's a bit worried about Terrell May and Waddell as well, but can he hold fire for a week and maybe decide next week?
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, they're green dots at the moment. I feel like once we're starting to get down to the teens in trades, you've got to hold your horses at some stage. If you keep burning, then you're gonna have – basically, if you've max-traded – sorry, Griffo. If you've max-traded, you run out of trades by round 15, I think it is, 15 or 16, I think I worked it out. Mm-hmm. So, and then we get another 8 trades at 20. So that's a long – that's a long five week wait. 4 weeks to wait to get more trades and likely have more than 8 players that need trading by that time as well. So you really got to start looking if you're getting that low on trades. You got to start looking at who you want by the end, because soon enough, some of these trades you're making now are going to be the last ones you make. Like the guys you're bringing in, you're going to be stuck with them. So you got to be prepared for that. So I think drink water's better. If you're worried about the buy rounds, drink water. If you're just looking at the overall picture, Teddy's the obvious pick there. But, yeah, obviously I'm in the same boat. I think he makes Origin and I'm likely to get rested as well and doesn't play 14. So you're going to have a rough 13-14 if you're trading in Teddy.
Yeah. The next one, Griffo, is from Dulux. He's asking around Jermaine Jolliffe, can we still get him this week? Is he still a good buy or have we missed the boat?
Mate, of course he's still a buy.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's...
Usually the Titans, their team plays, like, let's face it, Aaron Clark's not playing 5-8.
No.
You know, we call him the mad scientist. There's Hasler. He's just playing silly buggers with the rest of us, mate. But one thing that will not change is Jermaine Jolliffe, the Irish rugby league stalwart. He's still going to have his big minute role, mate. So, wheels up, let's get him. Like, if you don't have him... And you want to get him, like, for me, because the lack of trades that I've got, he's a final 17 guy for me personally. He might not be for a bunch of people, but, like, that's fine. But, yeah, like, you can't deny. He's just, like, 50s, 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 50s. So, wheels up, man.
The next question, Lenty's from Timmy. He's asking Tedesco or Manu for overall. Well, if you've got the bank, it'd have to be Manu, wouldn't it, given that he's not going to Origin?
Yeah, 100%. If you pick him between those two, yeah, for overall, definitely Manu. Yeah, if you can get there, yes.
Yeah. Does anyone else have anything to add before we finish up? Any final comments?
There's still some more questions, mate.
I think that's about it, mate, for the questions.
Cookie.
I can see.
I've heard a little bit of news, a little bit of rumours about Origin.
Currently. Oh, is this Scotty?
Spill the beans. Yeah, spill.
Currently, there's rumours going around that McInnes will start for New South Wales in the 9 jersey.
And Appy off the bench.
Appy off the bench.
Oh, for God's sake.
Where do you stand?
I'm not worried.
I'd have Robson in a heartbeat starting.
Where do you stand, Scotty, on the whole Edwards and Tedesco thing as well? It's been a key talking point of Discord.
We'll end the actual podcast there, and then we can
talk a bit more, yeah?
Yep, I'll just get this final word of Scotty. You reckon Teddy's going to make it to Origin?
I think he'll play game one. If they lose game one, I think they'll change it round.
Yeah. Yep, thanks for that insight, Scotty. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and we'll talk to you again next week. Bye for now. That's good, 29 minutes.